穷嘎开呀，穷嘎为啥？穷谁嘎得？哈给少费，哈给少费，哈给少费，哎，咋弄个事啊？哈给少费，穷嘎上得，哈给少费，少少少少，穷个土生，穷个土嫩，穷个土生，穷个土嫩，穷到天南，穷到天气红，还给少些，穷个万岁，穷个万彩，穷个高干康，我个干爱。
And that was Maria Sabina. Welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast number 60. I'm your host, Jan Irvin. This show is being released on Monday, January 11, 2010. My interview with Robert Forty was recorded on December 5, 2009. What is the future of entheogens in religion? Today my guest is Robert Forty, and we'll be discussing R. Gordon Wasson, Albert Hofmann, Timothy Leary, 911, and much more. Robert Forty is an independent scholar of the history and psychology of entheogens and religion, former director of the Albert Hofmann Foundation, editor of Entheogens and the Future of Religion, Timothy Leary, Outside Looking In, and the 30th anniversary edition of The Road to Ulysses. And for those of you interested, I do still have soft cover copies available of John Allegro's The Sacred Mushroom and the Cross here if anybody would like one. And hardcover editions are also still available. And let's see, upcoming shows. I've got Dr. Steve Bayer, author of Singing to the Plants, and Dr. Labozière, who will be on to discuss logical fallacies. And I've also got someone coming on who some of you may have heard of, or you may have heard of some of his works. He's the original author of Ocean's 11, the premiere episode of Star Trek. He's also the author of 8 of the original Twilight Zone episodes. He's the author of the Kung Fu TV series and the film Logan's Run, amongst many, many other things. And that is George Clayton Johnson, who is an old friend of mine. And this week I went out to Los Angeles and had a good talk with him and had some lunch. And we had a good chat. And it was our first time to sit down and hang out for a couple of years. I've known George for a long, long time. And also coming up at the end of the month or early next month will be John Taylor Gatto, who is an expert in education and the trivium. And this is one of the last interviews that will be going into the book project. We've gotten a lot of it finished. We're probably more than three quarters finished with the entire project now. I still need help with tonight's show being transcribed, as well as a couple of others, including the Gino Denning Trivium series, if you're interested in helping with that. So if you'd like to volunteer for transcriptions, please contact me at contact@gnosticmedia.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check out the T-shirts that are up on the store page now. Just click on the button that goes to, or the image that goes to Cafe Press with the T-shirt on it. And still have 25% off on all of the items up on the Gnostic Media website to help pay for keeping the show going. So we thank everyone for your support for that. 25% off, I should say, for everything except the John Allegro Sacred Mushroom and the Cross book. And if you would like to donate directly to Gnostic Media, please go to the Gnostic Media website and click on the button near the top of the page. And donations this week, my love and thanks goes out to Paul and Mark for their donations. This show is dedicated to both of you. Thank you so much. And if I'm missing anybody, please forgive me. This show is run mostly on donations. We are not corporate media, but independent media in the truest sense of the words. And by donating or ordering one of the books or the DVDs or the She Who Remembers audio archives, You help to continue our programming, and without your support, we cease to be here. And the views expressed by the authors and guests of this program are their own and are not necessarily those held by myself or Gnostic Media. And if you would like to go to the website is GnosticMedia.com. That's G-N-O-S-T-I-C Media.com. And once again, contact me directly at contact@GnosticMedia.com. Thanks for listening, and thank you for your support. Robert, welcome to Gnostic Media Research and Publishing's podcast. How are you doing today?
Thank you, Jan. I'm doing great. I'm sitting up here where I live in the Santa Cruz Mountains. It's a beautiful sunny day looking over the redwoods and the Pacific Ocean. What could be better?
Oh, that sounds nice. I like to go up to the redwoods at least once every year or so. It's definitely beautiful up there. You know, I wanted to have you a part of this project because your work was in large part was a large influence on this project, as well as Tom Roberts and some other people out there. But you know, especially your work on entheogen, your work in entheogens and the future of religion. But I wanted to start off by asking you, who is Robert Forty, and what is your educational background, and then from there, go into how did you begin studying psychedelic drugs?
Okay. Well, I started studying them. You know, one of the stories I like to tell, I really started studying them when I was about 12 years old. And I had to give it was a current events day in my fifth grade class, and we were supposed to, on that day, we were supposed to bring something in and in that was going on in the world and then talk about it to the class. So I happened to grab on my way out the door a copy of Life magazine or Look magazine. It was 1967 and LSD was on the cover of it, right? And it big letters LSD. And I grabbed this magazine and I brought it in. And I was going to give my presentation on LSD. And I asked I didn't know anything about LSD. Who did? 11 years old. Who does now?
Right.
And I asked my teacher, I said, so what is this LSD? What is this? What does this stand for? LSD. And she kind of smiled and she said, let's save democracy. And, of course that went right over my little 11-year-old head, but it stayed in my mind. And when I was in graduate school, many years later at the University of Chicago Divinity School, studying the use of sacred plant drugs in the history of religion, it came back to me and how really pertinent that little meme is that has really been a theme my whole life that I started that day back in 1967. But I didn't really take it up seriously as a scholar or as a student until I was studying at Columbia. I spent a little time at Columbia, one semester there before I transferred to the University of California. And I was interested in Buddhism. And I took a course on the history of Indian religion at Columbia. And there the professor taught that Soma, you know, the most ancient plant of the Rig Veda, kind of the basis for the Hindu religion, which is the basis for Buddhism and all of yoga and meditation and all of that stuff, kind of traces back to these ecstatic practices of these priests who use this plant drug soma that would put them in a communion with the mysteries. And that a banker named Gordon Wasson had identified what this soma was as a species of hallucinogenic mushroom. And I remember so clearly when the professor said this, because it was a real big turning point in my life. Of course, I'd known a lot about psychedelics from the culture, but I'd never really attributed any significance to them beyond them being party things and being sort of freaky and weird. They were dangerous and scary to me. And in that point, it kind of shifted. Like suddenly it became an important part of history. And then really from that point, I went right to the bookstore and I picked up a few books by Alan Watts and Leary. And I just started reading everything and became really a voracious reader and found my